They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
It is that time of the week once again. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35 a.m., we sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, both men and women, making a difference right here in our own backyards and our community. Our next guest has been doing that for the last couple years in this new endeavor. He is the owner of Scottsdale-based Remote Raven, which is a staffing company that's helping people with some of this work-from-home, hybrid-type stuff that's going on. Let me introduce you to Randall Averitt. He is the owner of Remote Raven, and he joins us this morning on Business for Breakfast. Randall, good morning. How you doing, bud?
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
I appreciate your time. I appreciate you coming in studio. Good to see you. And let's go back a little. I always do this with the Business Leader Spotlight. I need to find out a little bit more of you. Now, I do know you're from Akron. You and LeBron played high school basketball together. Is that correct? No, I'm just kidding. But you are from the Akron area. You came out to Arizona. Give us a little background before Remote Raven. What were you doing?
Yeah, so what brought me out to Arizona is I worked in the pharmaceutical industry for a number of years.
Oh, okay.
And I started a property management company in 2007. First office was in Phoenix. Second office was in Tucson. And then I moved over into California and had two offices over there, one in San Diego, one in Temecula. And
wine country.
Yeah, exactly. And I was able to grow and scale that business by offshoring a lot of the accounting services. I had an accounting team in India. I had an accounting team in the Philippines. And I sold that company 2 years ago to a private equity company out of Pennsylvania. And I attribute a lot of my success to the offshoring that I did. When the pandemic hit, I just sold a business, was trying to figure out what's next.
What am I going to do?
What am I going to do next? And I had a bunch of buddies who are small business owners who came to me and said, I'm struggling to find people. I need work. I have work that needs to be done, and I don't have anybody to do it. And I know you used to offshore. Can you help me? That's essentially how Remote Raven was born. I placed a few people with some friends of mine. They told some friends. They told some friends, and that's how the business
has
grown.
Boom, it's born. That's cool. So we're almost 2 years later. Remote Raven, obviously, growing and getting the word out. So let's explain a little bit more. I mean, staffing companies, usually you think of, hey, here's an employee, put them in your office, right? But that's a little different than what we're talking about now because the way the world has changed.
Exactly. It's a little bit different. So what we do is we place remote professionals from the Philippines with companies here in the U.S. The majority of my clients are here in Arizona, and they're doing any type of work that can be done remotely. In fact, I often say if the work can be done remotely, we can find someone to actually do the work. So we've got everything from CPAs to mechanical engineers to executive assistants, social media marketers. Again, if the work can be done remotely, we have individuals that we can place to do the work. Our search that we conduct is very detailed. It's custom to our clients' needs, and we run every candidate through an assessment that looks at both their skills as well as their emotional intelligence. Our ultimate goal is we want to make sure that we're finding the best fit for our clients.
Yeah, I was going to say, so give me, you know, the boots on the ground in the Philippines. What does that look like? I mean, because obviously, to vet this, some companies be like, I don't want to just hire anybody.
Yeah,
I need someone that can do what I'm doing here. So how does that work?
So I've got a recruitment team over in the Philippines. Okay. Once we have a discovery call with our new client and understand what they need, we develop the ad, place the ad on a number of platforms. And then at that point, we start testing to make sure we have a good match in terms of skills and emotional intelligence. And then my team over there starts interviewing. And once they narrow it down to one candidate, I interview that final candidate to make sure I'm in agreement with who they've selected, and then we present them to the client.
We're visiting with Randall Averitt. He is the owner of Remote Raven, one of his new business ventures that was started about a year and a half ago, based right here in Scottsdale, flexible staffing company that connects business owners with highly qualified remote workers in all kinds of fields, which is pretty cool. So give me a business, you don't have to tell me a name, but just a business owner locally, okay?
Yeah.
Hires you. Has this new staff person, how much interaction do they actually have? Or is it like, hey, Randall, take care of this for me? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you're saying. So the what we often tell our clients is you want to treat these individuals as if they're a W-2 employee that's working in your office.
They might not come to the holiday party, but
Right, exactly. We have a large accounting firm that's based here in the Valley, just to give you one example. We have approximately 10 CPAs placed with this accounting firm. They were struggling to find accountants during the pandemic and reached out to me, and we placed one accountant. They had good success, and you know, I often say our business is a lot like potato chips. You just can't eat one. Mm-hmm. You know, so we
one bag.
Exactly. And it's a great financial synergy, because we're placing these folks anywhere between 50 to 90% less than what that business owner would place an employee here that's in the States.
You're a very smart businessman, so I want to ask this question, and I don't mean any disrespect whatsoever, but I've seen a lot of companies pop up.
Yes.
Right? During the pandemic.
Yeah.
Hey, we do COVID testing. Well, you've never done COVID testing in your life, right? All these different things.
Right.
You started this because of a need during the pandemic. Do you now see this, though, being a long-term thing with the way the world has changed? Or will you have to maybe change Remote Raven down there? Do you know what I'm asking?
I know what you're asking. So, no, I don't see any pivots that will be needed moving forward.
Because the world is pivoted.
The world is pivoted. And I've been doing this essentially since 2007.
Yeah.
I utilize this same methodology or platform is probably a better way to describe it from 2007 up until, you know,
the sale, right?
The sale of the company. So I don't, you know, it was a huge need during the pandemic. It was a relief valve for a lot of business owners who had employees that were stretched really thin, and it was a relief valve for those employees. Moving forward, you know, I still see there being a huge need.
We continue this morning. Randall Averett is the owner of Remote Raven. Really interesting company. Great idea. And it's based right here in Scottsdale. Now, when I say that based in Scottsdale, it's also based in the Philippines, right?
Correct.
And so is it just you here running the show, or do you have a staff here that helps with all this?
Yeah. So it's myself, and then I've got a staff of two that's here in Arizona. So it's three of us in Arizona, and then I've got a larger staff over in the Philippines.
Wow.
I refer to her as my business partner over in the Philippines. She's been in this space for 15 years. She heads up all of our recruiting efforts over there, and does a fantastic job.
Let me ask this last question. Hiring and financially.
Yes.
I would imagine a lot of people in the Philippines very eager to work,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Is the pay the same? Like, if they worked here and No.
It's very different. I mean, I gave the example of the client we have who's the accountant.
Or the CPA.
The CPA.
Right.
Most of the accounts we're placing with her are $10 to $11 an hour. So it's significantly lower than what you pay for an accountant here in the U.S. I often refer to it as a financial synergy. Because not only are our clients here saving, but we're often doubling or tripling the income of the individuals in the Philippines who are doing the work.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
How often do you have to go to the Philippines?
I try to get over there every 6 months.
Okay,
at least.
Very nice. So. Well, this is. I mean, it's it's a brilliant idea. Obviously, it makes a ton of sense. For whatever reason, people in the United States right now don't want to work. I don't get it. I don't know what they're doing. But anyway, that's a whole nother. We could come back and talk for an hour on that. So I think it's a great idea. I agree with you. I just wanted to hear you say, I don't think this is going anywhere. I think this is kind of here to stay. You've been doing it for a long time. Before I let you go, let's tell people what the website looks like.
Yeah.
Maybe the best way to reach out to you if they have a few more, you know, intricate questions that we maybe didn't hit on today.
Absolutely. Website is www.hireremoteraven.com. Again, www.hireremoteraven.com. Direct phone number is 480-937-1100. 480-937-1100.
Now, when you sold your first company, you think you were done? I'm retired. I'm going to go play golf. I'm going to go work on my jumper so I can get back with LeBron and the NBA. No?
Nah, I got three kids at ASU, so
I
knew that was not going to happen. So,
yeah, daddy's got to work.
Yeah,
very cool. Well, hey, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on the program. I love hearing stories like this. I love when, you know, people have ideas that maybe aren't what we think about every day and bring them to fruition and make them happen and help a lot of companies here in Arizona. So I wish you nothing but continued success. Let's visit again maybe in 6 months and do it again.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Randall Averett, he is the owner of Remote Raven, a Scottsdale-based company doing some cool things. That was our business leader spotlight for this Wednesday morning.